Next, we bring you an update on a story that NPR's media correspondent David Folkenflik has been following. The British journalist selected to become the new editor of The Washington Post has decided not to take the job. Robert Winnett and the Post's new CEO, Will Lewis, are surrounded by controversy over ethically questionable practices they used in the UK and that wouldn't be acceptable in the US. Now, Lewis says he will begin the process of finding a new editor while he seeks to salvage his own tenure at the media company. David Folkenflik is on the line to talk about this. Good morning.
Good morning, Layla.
So before we get to Winnett's announcement, can you just catch us up on what the scandal is surrounding Post CEO Will Lewis?
Sure. I think there's three basic baskets of concerns. One is stemming from court cases currently swirling in Britain itself, in which evidence has been used to accuse Lewis, although he's not a defendant, of covering up criminal wrongdoing at Rupert Murdoch's tabloid newspapers more than 12 years ago. The second is that he took steps to pressure journalists from both the Post and me not to cover that story, although we covered it and ultimately the Post did too. And thirdly, there were these the question of his own practices in Britain as his own record came under scrutiny. As editor, he paid $110,000 for a database about parliamentary expenses. There was a huge scoop, but it also would have violated ethical norms at the Washington Post and NPR. And in a number of other ways, his record and Rob Winnett's record have come under scrutiny for the usage, for example, of putting reporter in as an undercover secretary in the prime minister's office, relying on private investigators to who misrepresented himself to obtain confidential documents, things that wouldn't be kosher here in the States.
And so the concerns are also including Winnett and his involvement?
Well, they're close colleagues and friends stemming back basically two decades. Their work at the Sunday Times of London, also a Murdoch property, and also at the Telegraph, where currently Winnett is the deputy editor. Winnett was involved in a number of these things, including bringing that database to Lewis when Lewis was heading up the Telegraph there.
Now, did Winnett give any indication that he's resigning specifically because of this controversy?
He didn't, but his position here wasn't tenable. You know, it was amazing. His announcement was a shock to staff here about 2.5 weeks ago. He was not present for it when Will Lewis stood in the hub of the newsroom on that Monday morning to talk about it. And staff was sort of taken by surprise that their old editor had been replaced. So he really didn't have a constituency here, given all the controversy swirling around him.
And so where does this all leave the Post?
Well, Will Lewis's own stature right now is in doubt as well. He's under great scrutiny. I think Winnett's withdrawal gives him some breathing room to try to build up good faith and prove that his plans for the Post are valuable. But these controversies about him still exist, about his past record and happening in court in London, and the ultimate vote resides with owner Jeff Bezos.
NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik. David, thank you.
You bet.